Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
Heart of the city has a booming beat, stronger than ever before.
EXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
Pay no attention to those gray skies. The sun is on its way. Trust me. I should know. I'm a meteorologist.
He's literally not.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Breeze. Happy Friday, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. 68 for the high today, and yes, we will see the sun. Do you got a hot take? What is it? 585-252-9800 for there I said it. Come through.
Come play. Really not necessary, but thank you so much.
Hey, it's Karen from Brighton. People who make their kids take soccer every season, even when the kid hates it, are miserable humans. Let the kid be bored. There I said it.
Take soccer is a crazy way to word it. Like they're taking a class.
Yeah.
Play soccer, Karen?
They're taking soccer.
Please. They got to take soccer. They got to take it. I can't. It's too much. Someone's tired from the Bills game, and that someone is me. Mine for today, I've been thinking about this for a while, and I really want to know if other people agree with me or not. I do not feel productive doing work unless I am on a desktop computer. There, I said it. I feel like doing work on my laptop is fake, and
I would never get anything done on a laptop.
Not productive at all.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to move in to my new house and get a desktop computer.
You got it. You need it.
And get an office.
The most amount of work I get done is at a desk. I sit at my desk.
I think it's because I equate laptop usage and like when you're on a, when you're using a laptop, you're like
you're shopping.
Sitting. Yeah. But you're sitting on like a couch or like in bed or something.
Right.
Like sitting at a desk using a laptop is for the birds.
It's
there
hard.
I said it.
Yeah, it's hard. I have nowhere to rest my arms.
No, it's a lot.
I can't do it.
It's a lot.
Hey, what's up, guys? Please don't say my name. I have a coworker who writes their name on everything in the fridge at work, even the creamer. She's the most passive-aggressive person I've ever met, so I secretly replaced her name with someone else's on all the items just to mess with her head, and it was invigorating. I love you guys.
Evil. Evil. Cruel and unusual.
I love that. Good
just
for
like,
you.
Yeah, get it.
I love that because it's harmless, you know? You're still messing with someone, but you're not being overly mean about it.
You're just ruining their whole day. So
yeah.
Throwing off their entire vibe.
Yeah, I love that. Let's go over to Dave. People who call the cops for kids playing too loud are officially the worst humans alive. There, I said it. Yeah, what about the people that call the cops on the kids trying to sell candy, you know, to raise money outside of like a outside of Target?
That was literally just me in San Diego.
Yeah.
That guy tried to swindle me, and you know it.
It's just so embarrassing. Like, this little kid is trying to sell candy, and Breezy's like, how much? He's like, $7? $7? That's a freaking ripoff.
Literally, for a candy bar? Hit the bricks. Hit the bricks.
Poor kid. Someone had to give him money.
And then he was like, well, I'll do 3 for $20. I'm like, that's even more. I'm losing money at that point, so.
Who else is here? Let's go over to Lori weighing in. Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday. Last Saturday, I saw a bachelorette party taking pics in front of the Erie Canal like it was Santorini, and OMG, I was low-key embarrassed for them. There, I said it.
It's too much. It's
simply too much.
This person says, if career growth actually matters, 100% working 100% remote is a trap, and you will never move up in that industry. There, I said it.
It's not true. I disagree. There's always room for growth in a company. It doesn't matter if you work at home or in the office.
But no one will see you. No one will see you.
Still getting the work done.
And it could be a facade. You could get not promoted because somebody else is more vocal on Teams or chat or Slack or whatever it is that people use.
It's definitely important to jump on those Zoom calls, that's for sure.
This person says, ghosting is fine for the most part. There, I said it.
All right.
Just Moose texting in.
Hey, Moose and Breezy. The Starbucks on Park Ave is a total vibe. If anyone is going there this morning who's single, hit me up. My name is Cece. My face will be buried in a computer, but come say hi anyways. I'm the one with the cute white shirt. Okay, so if anyone sees a woman in Starbucks on Park with a white shirt on, it's probably Cece.
I don't support the Starbucks on Park Ave. I refuse. I'm not doing it.
More of a Sasso type of guy. You know what I mean?
Mine's Montgomery Court all day.
All day. Yeah, that's where I accidentally tipped $50.
He never went back because he was so embarrassed. He's like, I'm so good here. I don't know how to work a computer.
It was a lot, you guys. Andrew says, happy Friday, you guys. I judge people based on how they treat service workers, but also based on how they treat karaoke. And if you take it too seriously, I just slowly start to wean you out of my life. There, I said it.
Karaoke?
Yeah, you know, you see those people that treat it like it's an American Idol audition. It's like, okay, we get it. You're a good singer. Nobody's here that's in the business. You're not going to get signed tonight. You know, I have some fun with it.
They could.
No. I used to go sit in a coffee shop all the time in LA, just sit there reading a book, waiting to get signed. Nobody noticed me.
I thought you meant doing karaoke. He's like, I brought my boombox, started jumping on the tables, and then I was escorted out.
I walked into a coffee shop and Ashton Kutcher's sitting there and he's just kind of chilling. He's hanging out. So I go and pull up a chair and I sit directly next to him and he looked at me and he goes, do you mind moving over a little bit?
Security?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You like sit on his lap. You're like, so anyways,
how are things? How are things?
He's like, I'm the wrong guy for this.
Mine for today is, you know, I think the menu at Cheesecake Factory it's too big. I stopped in this week to grab a slice of cheesecake.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
They
at all.
Handed me a phone book, and I instantly get overwhelmed. And I think they give people way too many options. There, I said it. You don't need that many options.
No, you do. I mean, you could do what a lot of those older couples are doing and try everything on the menu. And it's a great strategy to keep people to come back. They want to try everything at Cheesecake Factory. They got to eat there for many moons.
20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever done that? I would love to know if that has been a thing that's been done by, like, you know, Ripley's Believe It or Not, or what's the other one? The world record?
My 600-pound life.
Nope. What is it when you break records?
Guinness Book of World Records.
Guinness. Correct.
What about that couple that was hitting up every single Texas roadhouse?
That's what I'm talking about.
Like, yeah, them.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, 60 years.
But they should do it just at Cheesecake.
I don't think it's 60 years.
I think they did it to like celebrate 60 years of marriage.
That's right. But they've been to...
Could you imagine if it took them 60 years to do that? I'd be like, I'm giving it up at 30, you know?
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And
it's
I'll go
a lot
over
of meat. It's a lot of meat.
Janae says, if your boyfriend's best friend is a woman or your husband's best friend is a woman... It doesn't mean it's an automatic red flag. My husband has a best friend he sees all the time who's a woman. They went to Vegas. I didn't freak out about it. It's about being secure in your marriage. There, I said it.
They shared a room and a bed, but I was good with it.
Real? Wow. Okay.
They said they had to save money.
Janae, you know.
Times are tough. You know?
It's got to be comfortable to feel that secure in your marriage.
Do you remember when we had that caller call in and they were talking about how their boyfriend like drove to Canada to like see that their friend?
Yes.
And then it was a woman, and then he slept on the couch and it was like, I think about that a lot.
It's like you left work in Rochester, drove 2 hours in the middle of the night to another country to hang out with a girl who's just a friend? Right.
Make it make sense, Jonathan.
Moose, dating Breezy's mom is wild. You guys are unhinged.
Honestly,
it's called fate.
It wouldn't be the weirdest thing that happened to me. Connect with PXY
Mornings on our socials. Facebook. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's artificial intelligence. Then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Book. IG. X. 98 PXY Rochester. It's Moose and Breezy on
98 PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, and it's Friday.
Good morning.
Stephen Plouffe's back in the news again.
Not to be confused with Stephen Plouffe, Charlie Plouffe's brother.
Yes, earlier in the week, this guy was in the news after police were called to do a welfare check. I think we did this story on Tuesday, but 47-year-old Stephen Plouffe was sitting in his car. Police say he ignored their commands. They went up to him. He tried to hit them with his car. Then he tried to make a spray can into a makeshift torch and point it at the police. They found a machete on the guy.
Right.
This is all in the same night. So they took him to RGH to get a mental evaluation done on the guy, and he escaped the hospital. And that's when Rochester General went into a shutdown mode.
Right.
Weren't allowing people in and out of the hospital. They finally find the guy. They arrest him. Now he's facing federal charges after being accused of threatening an FBI agent. He was spotted running around his apartment complex with knives. This was Thursday on the 11th. And he was just screaming, "I'm going to kill you," and saying he hoped someone called the police because he would go after them with his weapons. He then called a family member saying he was going to kill that person. And according to a criminal complaint, this was on the 15th this week. An FBI agent found two posters on their porch at their home in Ogden with threatening messages written on them.
Dear.
And the agent reported it to the police department and also provided home security footage, which showed a Stephen Plouffe putting the signs on the porch. And if there's one thing you don't want to do, it's harass and threaten an FBI agent, especially at their home.
Right.
And then after the Ogden police chief watched the footage, he goes, "Oh, yeah, that's Stephen Plouffe. We worked together for years at the department." I'm like, this guy was a cop?
Right. That's crazy.
when Greece police officers searched his home while executing a state search warrant, they found the words "F the FBI" written across his bedroom wall. It looked like it was with black spray paint. I'm like, this guy has lost
his mind. Just some home decor.
Stephen served with Ogden Police from 2005 to 2021. And the chief there said, yeah, his departure was on good terms. He then transferred to the Orleans County Sheriff's Department, and then he resigned only 2 years ago in 2023 after being placed on administrative leave due to suspected drug use.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Needless to say, the guy is in a lot of trouble, and his head is not in the right place. He is very dangerous. I hope they get him the help he needs, but that dude needs to, he's got to stay within closed doors for a while.
Yeah, behind those
four
walls.
What the hell?
I hope he goes away to like a
you got to get
checked. Evaluated or something along those lines.
He's dangerous.
Yeah.
Coming up on the show, this next message is from Sue Ann, who's a mom, and she's also beyond upset after a classmate deliberately sprinkled peanuts on her son's lunch, knowing he has a severe peanut allergy. And the situation has really got her fired up because of how relaxed the school acted afterwards. We're going to share a Sue Ann's message, tell you exactly what happened, and hear from you guys coming up next on the show. Is this attempted murder? Kids today will do the darnest things, will they not?
Yeah, they will. Swallowing Tide Pods.
Peaks White Mornings, Moose Breezy. If your kid suffers from a serious allergy, like peanuts, for example, I mean, you can probably understand why this situation has one mom absolutely livid. And the message we got from a mom named Sue Ann is, it's wild. Her son could have died, and everyone seems to be pretty chill about it. 585-252-9800. If you have any advice or suggestions on how you would handle a situation like the one Sue Ann is in, let us know. Here's the message. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Would you guys do me the biggest favor and share my story on the air? I have an 8-year-old with a severe peanut allergy, and I got a call from the school that completely shook me. While my kid was getting a fork from the cafeteria, one of the classmates deliberately smashed a peanut cookie and sprinkled it all on my child's food.
Oh my God.
This was not an accident. The principal confirmed that the other child knew about my kid's allergy. And the principal did call the other child's parents and explain the situation to them. And the parents said they understood.
Not my Tanner.
Right? So the principal even reassured me personally that it would never happen again. But honestly, I don't feel reassured at all. Everyone seems almost too calm about what happened, like it's not a big deal. I don't think the parents of this child understand that my kid could have died. Should I call the other parents myself and speak to them? Do I push the school to do more than just a warning? Has anyone else dealt with something like this? Because I don't know how to handle this without seeming overbearing, if you will.
I mean, it's not overbearing. Your child could have died.
Yeah.
Your child could have gone into anaphylactic shock, so...
Any suggestions would be so helpful. Thank you, guys. Okay, so we would love to hear from you on this because it's horrifying. And I hate to admit this, but I did something similar as a kid, and I look back at it, and it makes me cringe. Because
you did not.
Kids are careless. And I think I must have been 9 years old, but my buddy had a severe peanut allergy. I took a peanut, and I rubbed it on his arm. And his mom freaked out.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that people with a severe peanut allergy don't need to ingest it for it to be harmful.
It could be airborne.
The oils from the peanut could have caused him to stop breathing. They had to give him an EpiPen. I was traumatized. All of this in my kitchen. It was traumatic.
And to think you kept going with your shenanigans up until the age of, I mean, now, 41. It's crazy. You're like, I mean, let's push the envelope, shall we? Although I almost killed a man.
This is serious, though, especially. And I know my nephew was born with a peanut allergy, and thank God he grew out of that.
Wow. Yeah, it's severe. And you always know who in your class has a peanut allergy because it's broadcasted. I mean, it's well known. It should be because they're always carrying the fanny pack.
On the plane to Rome a couple weeks ago, they didn't serve peanuts because someone on the plane had a peanut allergy.
Yeah.
So they didn't hand them out. And I was looking forward to a nice nut. I'm not going to lie.
Had to get his nut.
Sarah says, this is horrifying, and I would demand to know from the school how exactly this would be prevented going forward and how other kids who saw it will also be prevented from copycat behavior. I don't know what the rules are.
I think they need to make an example out of this kid. Letting him off with a warning isn't enough. I mean, he almost killed a man, so
Do you ban peanuts in school? Is that a conversation schools need to start having?
I don't think you ban them in school, but I think that you ban them in classrooms that their students have peanut allergies, and then there will be a certain section of the cafeteria where you can't eat them.
Right.
Like,
hey, good morning, guys. OMG, I would be absolutely furious. I don't care if the principal handled it. I would call that parent myself and make sure they understand how serious this is. The answer is yes, though. Call the other parents and speak with them.
This person says, I have a daughter with a peanut allergy, and if someone did that to my child, the administration was aware of it, I would press charges.
So if you guys are just tuning in,
I mean, you could get criminal charges for that.
this Sue Ann wrote us for Parental Confidential, and she's shook because her 8-year-old has a severe peanut allergy. And in school, another classmate deliberately smashed a peanut cookie, sprinkled it on her child's food, knowing that he had a peanut allergy. And now everybody seems to be pretty calm about it. The principal said it wouldn't happen again. The parents of that child who did it said they understood. But where do you go from here? Julie says, personal story, my 8-year-old put a peanut and another child's chicken nugget, even though she knew she was allergic. Please make a big deal about it. Mm-hmm. My child is now very aware how dangerous that can be and dealt with the consequences. Make a big deal. This is your child's life.
This person says, you need to have a meeting with the other parents and the school to make sure that they know the implications of his actions and how he could be charged with criminal charges. The kid needs to be held accountable.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like when it comes to like criminal charges for a kid, like I don't know what you'll get, like juvie, whatever.
They're 8 years old.
But like, send them to juvie, you know? Send them there.
You know, as far as Sue Ann, I would definitely put pressure on the school for like an action plan of how exactly they plan on preventing this in the future. Like, what steps are they going to take if it were to happen again? Like, what safeguards are in place?
Right.
In case your child does ingest peanuts? Are there EpiPens close by? Etc. All that. Moose and Breezy, I've been there. My kid has a nut allergy. The calm reactions of adults almost made me more angry than the kid. Take control and make them take it seriously.
You got to do it. I mean, when a kid goes to school who has an allergy or something else along the lines that is like different than everybody else, they are made pretty aware of it, themselves, of how to handle that, although they are so young, and the school is made aware too. So in my experience from people in my class,
yeah,
they always had a fanny pack on them that had all the things that they needed, such as an EpiPen, things of that nature. Like no matter where they went, no matter what they did, because there could be a situation that maybe isn't as direct as this one, but could be out of their control.
Oh my God, yeah. Let me get to one more. Hey guys, so FYI, I read a study recently that said the most effective way to prevent peanut cross-contamination is to make sure there's a peanut-free table at the school. If that's not in place, I would definitely advocate for that. I don't know how many schools have that, to be quite honest. I don't remember that being a thing in high school.
Right.
What a nightmare of a situation. Thank you guys for the suggestions and for Sue Ann sharing her story. Anyone think, though, I mean, schools having a conversation about banning peanuts in certain part of the school is worth it?
Yeah.
I would definitely continue to ask questions.
The kids' lives. You don't want to be liable for this kid losing their life or something traumatic happening to them.
Yeah. Ask questions on how the school plans on preventing something like this from happening again in the future. We're going to take a quick break, guys. Thanks for the messages. It's PXY Mornings.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's artificial intelligence. Then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.